So we had Tim, now we have our poll.
Mr. Chair?
Okay.
If I might.
Are you making a point of order, McFadden?
I'm making a, just stating a, yes, I'm making a point of order. This budget is, this budget is not based on the P&L. It's based on last year's budget, number one. Number two, the budget is typically constructed somewhere around March or April and moves through the Finance Committee for hopeful approval by October 1st by the local station board, which is the process we followed. The P&L that's being referenced wasn't even in existence at the time we made this budget. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. That was actually not a point of order, but I understand you felt the need to say it, and I called you McFadden. I apologize. That was Sean. And so, yeah, I'll just reiterate and say Kim is making a point, trying to do so in favor of KPFT by saying that they're outperforming what their budget is calling for. And so that's good. So, our poll.
All right. So, I see that online. By the way, I must say, I'm having problems with the spreadsheet per se because columns, I think it's B through T, were scrunched completely together, and I had to go through them and unscrunch them. And then, and now we got to this. All right. And then on line 35, you have a note that makes it so that when you hit end, instead of going to the end of the end of the row, it goes well beyond that. So it's a little problem. Anyway, I am looking at line 40, net income loss, and you're listing 78.76 as what you expect the surplus at the end of FY24. Of course, that kind of a figure you could spend in a single afternoon. But you're saying that you're doing better than budget so far. And is there any possibility you might up 78.76 to a higher number to finish with? Or, and if so, by about how much maybe do you guess?
Well, the expense, the revenue is predicated from the last year's budget. The expenses pretty much are what they are. Remember, we have one FTE, one full-time employee, and how it's not being paid a market rate wage by any expectation. So this is a balanced budget based on income, spending as much as we can spend to leave that little surplus at the bottom. If we had more money coming in, I don't know if that would go to surplus or go to special projects. Special projects such as erecting a, I think it's a, either a 25 or 50 foot tower next to our building so that we could put a 6 megahertz transmitter and hit our tower, our main tower directly without internet. That studio to transmitter link in that fashion, highly reliable, as opposed to not so reliable internet at times. So that would be one example of a, what I would call a capital project that excess money could be channeled to, and it wouldn't fit the budget. I don't know if we have to go through a special vote or if that's just done with the stroke of a pen, but that would be an example of just one basic need. Another might be a 20 kilowatt generator, which would run on a commercial property, oh, $30,000 to install with transfer switch and everything else, or a solar panel project or something alike. So there are certain things that we need to do at KPFT that are quite costly, that if excess money comes in, it could be channeled that way, or, again, aspirationally, three full-time employees and four part-time employees, which is where we're going first with excess money. It's a reasonable model to keep a Pacifica station operating in good fashion and safe fashion. And, oh, by the way, someone mentioned that, I guess it was PFW not paying central services. That's not okay. We don't have insurance. It's not okay. All stations must pay their bills. One thing I didn't say in the presentation is KPFT is 100% current with its obligations and has been all of fiscal 23, including central services, and will be in fiscal 24. 100% compliant with all vendors, except Pitney Bowes, who got it wrong, and I'm not going to give them their $49. So
okay.
that should speak volumes, people. You got stations losing money and dragging this place down, dragging Pacifica down as a result. It's not okay. You have to pay central services. You must. That's your operation. It's your FCC. It's everything. It's your insurance.
So that explains your strategy regarding the final bottom line of line 40. I would say that, yeah, if you want to spend money on erecting some capital issue there, my experience, but experience is no precursor to what really happens in Pacifica sometimes, is, you would have to bring that up to make a big change. I mean, a small change in the budget, you know, that happens. But if you're going to do like a capital expenditure to make a big tower or something like that, yeah, you sort of got to bring that to the NFC and the PNB to say, yeah, that's okay. I will note that in the past, shall we say, this has not happened, and it has caused a weeping and a gnashing of teeth. So, yeah, so that's all I have to say. Thank you.
No, I appreciate that. You know, the guidance and everything else and moving slowly is important. So thank you.
Thank you. Teresa.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll pass. I think I had some of my questions answered. And the other ones I've forgotten. Sure. Thank you, Sandy. Great presentation.
Okay. Now we have McFadden.
Thanks for the budget, and thanks for a balanced budget. And I had one question. I was just trying to see where things had changed. That's what I always typically look for. So in 23, your salaries, you know, the the expenses were about the same, you know, 2,000 difference in terms of gross salaries. The one place that they seem to have changed the most is in consultants. And can you just say a few words about that increase and where that staff, what those jobs are?
Absolutely. Thank you for that question. It's an important one. Well, number one, it's me. Okay. I'm part of that. And I've got a program coordinator that puts in copious hours, is doing our FCC reports and all kinds of other things that typically we have not had done in the past by a person in that role. Marlo Blue, she's doing a great job. She's part of that program. I've got a paid board op who gets a minimum of 10 hours a week, I think is what he's getting. I've got a second paid board op that comes in every morning. Who's getting something like 5 hours a week. I've got programmers that are there Monday to Friday, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.5 of them. Three are there every day, and one is there a couple days a week. They're being paid 10 hours each if they're there every day per week, and the other person's getting 5 hours. So when you add all that up, it's about two FTEs, and that's what you're looking at on that line that wasn't there last year. It's our way of building toward that aspirational goal of 3 full-time and 4 part-time, or a mix of 4 and 3 the other way, 4 full, 3 part-time, but a reasonable number of people to be present to run the operation. I pulled
great.
The trash
thank you.
Today.
That's great. That's a great answer. Great. That's what I wanted to hear. I just wanted to kind of get a sense of that. And then my other question is, do you happen to know like which shows are bringing in the most revenue. So, like, I mean, this would be useful for, you know, maybe for our other sister stations. What you know, do you have a sense of listener support? Is there a particular kind of programming that's doing the best for that?
Absolutely. I can give you a quality answer on that. Music still dominates our funding. However, in this last drive in October, we made a concerted effort to pitch starting at 6 a.m. with Politics Done Right, Egberto Willis, who sits on the national board, into Amy Goodman's program, into a community open line, or U-Talk, as we call it, a call-in show where the phone lines are jammed most days. And those three programs combined, that three-hour block, was pretty reliable for, it's not going to sound like much to you, about maybe $1,000 to $1,200 a day. But in total, to kickstand Beam, we have to raise somewhere around $4,500 a day on average. The music shows in the afternoon, Border Radio and R&R, that's Bonnie Renfro and Tom Richards, which account for most of our afternoon hours, brought in the lion's share of the money on weekdays. Okay? The number one funding program for this last drive was Border Radio, Susan Darrow. It brought in excess of $22,000. Now, we have other shows that do 1 hour a week, or 2 hours a week, such as the prison program on Friday nights. They got an underwriting, I'll call it an underwriting contract, with a law firm that advocates for those incarcerated at $500 a month, or $6,000. One big chunk, one time. And in addition to the other monies they raised on air, they accounted for close to $10,000. Music programming on the weekend are blues shows, such as Nuri Nuri Show, Blues Brunch, which has always done well and did again this drive. I will just say modestly, my show on Saturday did pretty well, very well. So we had some certain music shows stand out more than others, but music dominated the landscape, probably to a ratio of at least 3 to 1. Also, I've noticed a big shift in the consumption habits. Once we get past 6, 7 p.m., it's pretty rough sledding and attracting audience. That I think that's always been the case. The day is a bell curve. The more listeners you have, the more funding you should get if you ask correctly. So the daytime programming dominated, the weekend programming, especially daytime, dominated. I hope that provides an answer for you. I do have a complete breakdown that Robin Lewis provides to us by program. And, of course, Allegiance tracks all that to the penny, and we can pull up reports on demand.
No, that was a great report back. Thank you.
I'm going to put myself on the stack for a moment. Are you done, McFadden?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
And then Julie to the stack.
I got you, Julie. Julie, I'm just going to ask a quick question that's of the moment. You were just saying that you have your hour by hour in the fund drive and what the shows are doing. We had a PNB member who requested that information from the stations, and we had a PNB resolution to, you know, back that request up. Do you know if you've been able to provide that to the member who was requesting that?
I think I did send that off. It's just a link, and I think I sent him the email with a link in it. And if not,
very good.
That it's a public document. All our programmers receive it, so they know who to thank.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And we can, you know, use that to see if there are any programs that would logically play in some other station's area. So, you know, that's very helpful. Appreciate that. I will check with that member and see if he is aware of that.
I've talked to Michael Novick about Politics Done Right, which would air 5 a.m. Los Angeles time. Egberto has stepped into a slot that was not producing much in the way of revenue for us and has turned that into a you know, a significant increase over what we were getting, like I said, close to zero, into something that we can rely on almost every day to see dollars before Andy Goodman even starts. And I would recommend that, that both West Coast stations look at that as a 5 a.m. possibility.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. And that's something that I've been encouraging. I think we need to take the successful programs from different stations and experiment with them in slots at other stations that aren't doing well. So I applaud you for working on that. That's appreciated. Julie.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Chair. I just wanted to make sort of a big picture observation. I'm looking at the total for revenue, and I'm comparing columns AK and AX. And so revenue from 23 to 24 goes up by about $50,000, right?
Right.
And then I'm looking at that, that's row 26. And then if you look at row 34, that's the total operating expenses. The number there goes up by not quite 90. No, it goes up by about 100,000. And so for revenue to go up by 50, but expenses to go up by 100, and to still wind up with, you know, a budget that is, you know, both of these are pretty close to break even. They're, you know, both of them are very slight positive net income. What that means is that the big difference between the two budgets, I mean, obviously, you know, expenses were going to go up by 100,000 roughly. But the big difference is really in the central service payments that KPFT paid in FY23 versus what they're expecting for FY24. And I'm simply going to make that observation from the standpoint that the PNB has been put on notice about a motion to reconsider the central services formula. And so, you know, while I think this looks great in terms of a budget, and, you know, Kim's earlier point about revenue was well taken, there may be some nibbling things that you might have to do on the expense side if, in fact, we wind up changing the central service payment formula. And that winds up changing what happens for KPFT in terms of, you know, you're able to support that higher level of expenses because you're getting a reduction in, you're getting an increase in revenue, but you're also getting a reduction in central service payments. And so if that, if part of that reduction in central service payments goes away somehow, we might need to make some adjustments. Just sharing. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kim to the stack.
Gotcha, Kim. Let me see if there's anybody else. Anyone else for the stack? Go ahead, Kim.
Okay, well, to get back to my point, and this is me, I'm comparing the budget to the actuals for last year, not last year's budget, but what actually happened. And I'm seeing about an $80,000 spread between your budget and what you actually did this last year. Now, for the moment, you don't have to believe me, but that's what I'm seeing. So there is some play there if things continue as they've been. Let me move on. I just want to say there should be an expense item for community events of at least $500. I believe your bank charges are going to go down with Bank of America, so that may be a difference right there. And there's some other little niggles here that not worth mentioning here. I want to ask you, when you said Egberto's and Democracy Now! Have done well in the morning, did you say they pull in 1,000 a day, or the whole day is a 1,000 a day?
The three-hour block, which starts with Egberto at 6 a.m., extends through Amy's show, 7 to 8 a.m., and then You Talk, which is that open call-in show from 8 to 9, typically was attracting around plus or minus $1,000 a day, yes. Some days really.
Okay,
good.
That's that's what I wanted. Yes, that's excellent. Sporting better than we're doing, you know, absolutely
well,
better than we are doing.
When the first music starts at our station at 9:30 in the morning, it's kind of discouraging to see zero. You begin to wonder. So it's a big emotional boost, morale boost. The program is on air. When you're in the midst of a fun drive and you've got a Monday to Friday show, it becomes a head-knocking, grinding experience by the end. You're glad it's over. And so those little things, you know, see the money on the board there and people stepping up and donating, you get a good feeling you can do well, too. And that carries over through the day. It's really important.
Well, I will say that that's a testament to your leadership, Sandy. So congratulations.
There's a lot of skill on the individual because I'm not in the studio. I'm on by Zoom to pitch over Amy and sometimes help Egberto and the U Talk show. But those guys are you know, toting the note. They're doing the hard work and succeeding.
You done for now, Kim?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else with questions? I'm going to ask a couple of questions, hearing no one else. Sandy, the format of your budget, you know, Stephanie had talked about a simplified budget form, but is this a format that has been used historically? I don't remember from last year whether you used this same format for your budget.
We did, and remember, all the business units use the same format, and it rolls up into that document that Kim was looking at, and more importantly, makes the audit a little bit easier to get through. So it's a uniform document that all business units are using.
Well, unfortunately, we found out that that's not the case. So how long have you been using that format, if you know?
I was treasurer of the local station board. Before I was chair, that was, 4 or 5 years ago we were using this. Uh-huh. And I was treasurer way back in 2004, I want to say, one of the early boards, maybe the first or second year. And I don't recall we had a similar form. This is probably a little different, but it was similar.
Yeah. Sounds like, you know, we had several changes in the form over years. And some stations adopted them and some stations didn't. So I was just curious if you knew how long this one had been in effect. And I had that same scrunching up problem that our Paul. I'm sorry, go ahead.
At least those 5 years, 6 years. So
yeah, that sounds right. I was just going
to
say I had that scrunching up problem
stack.
That our Paul had as well. But once you figure it out.
Kim to the stack.
I heard you, Kim. I'm going to ask first if anybody else needs the stack. Go ahead, Kim.
This is the format, more or less, that has been used for at least the 13 years that I've been around. And Markeisha has been around longer than me. And I remember when certain stations stopped using this format. So this was a format everybody used. And it was used because, as Sandy said, it rolls up into one consolidated budget when all the units are doing it. And, you know, some stations decided to do something else over the years, and it would be really good if we got back to having this as our basic format that all units used. But
yes,
Markeisha has been working on this for as long as she's been around. So she's very good at this. And that's why P has this format still.
Yes, and I agree with you that it would be not just nice, it's really important that all the stations get on the same page and use the same format. And when it all rolls up that way, it's optimum. But unfortunately, yes, different stations have gone in different directions. I think there was a directive for stations to go in a different direction about 5 years ago, and some stations adopted it,
nope,
some didn't.
Nope. No, there was no directive.
Kim.
I was here.
Please don't interrupt me. I realize I may be saying something you disagree with, but that does not mean you should just interrupt me. So I'm not speaking about things that I was here for. I'm speaking about things that I've been told, that there at one point was a directive that a new format be adopted, and some did and some didn't. And then there was another switch. Again, some did and some didn't. And it's similar to the central services formula. We found out that a couple of years ago that KPFT was using a central services formula that was 10 years old. And, you know, that had, it had been updated as recently as a year ago at that time. So, yeah, we have a problem with communicating within the network and getting things on a uniform footing. And we're hoping and supporting Stephanie in trying to accomplish more uniformity. Now, Kim, did you want to speak?
Well, if I may speak. Yeah, there was no directive. There was no directive. There was at one point a simplification of that previous budget, and this is more in line with that simplified version, because there used to be like 20 tabs, which I've spoken about before, and, you know, probably 10 of them weren't even being used. I mean, Maria might still use them because they have more going on up there. They do mailings, for example. But there was no directive. They were just individual stations that decided to do their thing. Because I've been here for this. And, you know, it's not been, it's something I did not approve of. I presented the last three or four budgets myself, which is not this format, but I kind of just went with what I had because I don't know, you know, I didn't even have this format to use. It would be nice if we got back to this. That's all I can say. And there was no directive. There's no point looking for it
in
some minute somewhere.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're starting to repeat yourself. I'm going to repeat myself briefly,
yes,
just to say that it may not be in your memory or that was not your experience. The people that I spoke to about it said that that did happen. And so we don't need to talk about what happened years ago here. We want to look forward to what we're hoping will happen in the future, which is more uniformity, more coordination, more rolling up, et cetera. So, is there anyone else who would like to speak? Hearing none, we need a motion on this budget. The NFC recommends to the PNB that...
Teresa Allen, yeah. I move that the NFC recommend to the PNB that we pass this budget.
Second.
And you want to use the word pass rather than approve? Or, okay, that's fine. Are Paul, you getting that?
1 second.
I would use the word adopt.
I like that.
Idea. That's better.
How about the NFC recommends to the PNB that it approve the KPFT FY24 budget?
Or adopt.
Well, the PNB isn't going to adopt it.
Okay.
I mean, I'll live either way. I'm not, you know, in love with any of this stuff. What do people want? Approve, adopt, seriously consider, whatever. Right now, I have the NFC recommends to the PNB that it approve the KPFT FY24 budget because, again, the PNB isn't going to be adopting it. It's not their budget.
We could foster
okay. I'm going to move that and then open it for discussion. And if somebody wants to move to amend to change the word, they can. So I move to adopt that resolution for the NFC. I'm not hearing any discussion. So let's now say is there any objection? Hold on. What's that?
Said no objection.
Oh, well, you're not really supposed to say that. We just, as our Paul said earlier, you, if you object, you speak. If you don't, you don't speak. So is there any objection to approving this motion? Hearing none, it's done. And I want to congratulate Sandy on a good presentation. You were, you know, not as you were sounding like you were less confident about what you were going to present than you actually seemed like in your presentation. It was very good. You were very knowledgeable, very thorough. And I want to thank Sean for helping with that. And say that you're welcome to stay for the rest of our meeting, but you're also welcome to go back and take care of business like you've been doing.
I thank everybody on the call for their volunteer service to Pacifica. Keep up the good work, and let's get out of this quagmire when we can do it. And every day is a day something we can do something great. So thank you all very much. Appreciate your support.
Thank you, Sandy. And are you going to stay with us? So just we know that you're here, or are you going to go?
I'll stick around for a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. We're only due to stay on for another about another 10 minutes.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. I have to go back to the agenda, see where we are. So this brings us to number 7 on the agenda, updates from the stations on the status of their budgets. We already had some of that. We know that KPFA's budget is ready to go. We know that KPFK's budget is done. We know that we've just approved the KPFT budget. The WPFW budget and WI budget are works in progress. We have the archives as a work in progress. Is that pretty much stated, Stephanie?
Yes. Did you list the affiliates as done and ready to be approved or reviewed?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that prior. Sorry.
I did mention that. That's okay. I want to open it up to the treasurers or to the PNB members of each station going around in the same order to see if anybody has anything else they want to fill in about the status of their budget. McFadden or Sharon? Not hearing anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything to add.
That's fair. Yeah, I appreciate that. Beth? Or Kim? Nope, we already did yours.
Our budget is approved. Like 2 months ago. Yeah, we're done.
Yes. I'm aware. Okay. And KPFT, we just did yours. I don't think we have to do that. WPFW, Kamau, you had spoken about it. Actually, I think I'm thinking about when we did this last time. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just having a devil of a time. We met yesterday evening for about 2 hours, went line by line, and still several line items, of which a $160,000 taxes / fees line that no one seems to know how it got into the budget. So, still working with the general manager and also the chief engineer to try and determine how it snuck in and if we can remove it. So more to come.
Got it. And I assume if you need, you can turn to Stephanie or Markeisha for help in that as well. R. Paul, do you want to reiterate what's going on at WBAI?
Yes. The general manager has sent us a revised budget. And the WBAI Local Finance Committee meets tomorrow night to go over that budget and consider it. And so that's where that is right now.
Thank you, Paul. Okay. Is there any other discussion from anyone? Not hearing any. That's good. And now I have 10:09 my time, and we can go to a discussion of the minutes. Paul, I understand you have some minutes, and we have some things to resolve from the previous discussion about the minutes.
Okay, we got some minutes, and we have some other stuff. So The longest outstanding one is September 12th that we keep kicking around. And so I am going to move that we approve the minutes of the September 12th, 2023 NFC meeting. And I will note that I did correct the I did correct the part where it said KPFA and it should have said KPFK, and that is in the latest version that I sent out. And so that's in there. So that's the motion on the floor to approve the September 12th minutes.
Is there any discussion?
This is Kim. Yeah, this
Go ahead.
Kim.
Go ahead.
So last time I wanted to make some corrections, and I was told to go back and listen to the recording, and I found some more corrections. So, and I sent them all to you. On the top of page 2, in the first big paragraph, third line up, she said that the total age payables of concern was about $1.1 million. So I'd like to add that because the entire payables was $2 million. But in terms of concern, my understanding is that that was what was said. Because the total age payables is not 1.1. Total is about 2 million, but the ones of concern are about 1.1 million. That's number one. Number two, okay, you made the change from A to K. And on the bottom of page 3, I added a sentence that to add, KPFK's treasurer asked about the miscellaneous income of $4,600, and if that was for the PSAs, the $14,000 for office supplies, and that there were mailing costs but no premium shipping costs, which CPB looks for. WBAI's treasurer sent WBAI's general manager's QuickBooks spreadsheet of $8,650 of the office supplies, which included purchases of Adobe, Apple, B&H, and Intuit, which is QuickBooks. He said WBAI's general manager said he had about $40,000 PSA income in the QuickBooks. And then in the middle of page 4, there's a change from the cost of take out Adobe audio editing software, because what it said was the cost of the Intuit for QuickBooks was discussed, and a member said that he could get it for less. So that was the actual wording. So those are my changes.
Okay. So that's an amendment, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go through some of this. And, okay, going from the top of it. Of concern, yes, we have to, we can put that in. I listened to it, and it is of concern, so we can put that in. KPFK thing was fixed. Skipping down, the Adobe audio editing software versus Intuit for QuickBooks. We did discuss the Adobe a little bit, but the member said he could get QuickBooks for less through Intuit. So,
right.
So we can indeed substitute Intuit for QuickBooks instead of the Adobe auditing. Then we go up to KPFK's treasurer asked about the MISC income.
Probably yeah.
Should spell that out, miscellaneous.
Well, I quoted it. I put it in quotes because that's what it says on the spreadsheet, I believe.
All right. Let's see. Income of 4,600, and if that was for the PSAs, it's hard to read. KPFK's treasurer asked about the MISC income of $4,600, and if that was for the PSAs, the $14,000 for office supplies, and that there were mailing costs but no premium shipping costs, which the CPB looks for. Okay, that's sort of a run-on sentence. I guess it's just a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Then it says WBIS treasurer sent WBIS general manager's QuickBooks spreadsheet. It's a period after the eight, a comma after instead of a period, of the office supplies, which includes purchases of Apple, Adobe, B&H, and Intuit, which is QuickBooks. He said WBIS general manager said he had about 40,000. Oh, I don't have an objection to putting that in. It's not a big deal. It sounds about right. I just don't put absolutely everything in. Can be a problem if we decide we all want absolutely everything in these minutes, though. So I don't have an objection to it.
Well, thank you. Can I speak, Jim?
Okay. Is there any other discussion?
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Well, thank you, R. Paul. I just important. I certainly don't want to put everything in, but I thought this was important because it came up later.
Hello.
Yes,
hello?
Now we hear you. Now we hear you. Go ahead.
No, who you heard was Teresa and Julie both saying hello because, like, we were hearing nothing.
You're right.
Yes,
and Sharon. Right.
Is Kim there?
And Kim.
Okay.
I'm done.
Oh,
yeah, I said thank you, R. Paul. Basically,
we didn't hear you. We didn't
hear
you,
well,
Kim.
I said thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, R. Paul. I don't want to put everything in either, but this was, you know, I thought an important and illuminating discussion, and we did spend some time on it. So that's why I added it, and thank you for not objecting to any of them so far.
Okay.
I mean, I had to listen to the whole thing, so there you go. You know.
Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this? Hearing none, is there any objection to these amendments to the minutes? Hearing none, R. Paul, thank you for making it so and appreciate all the work you spend on the minutes.
Okay. The next minute, books,
Our
next...
Paul, before you go on, how much time do you think we need going on? Because we're out of time at the moment. I'd like to ask to extend for, what, five?
Either five or we leave now, I guess, you know, up to people. I don't know how long this will go on.
Let's try and finish this.
Here's what I want. The next thing I have to present is the November 14th, that's the last meeting, draft minutes. That's what I have to present at this time. So if there are any amendments to that or anything, we would have to deal with it.
Here's what I'm going to do, just so we can finish this up. And, I won't comment on it, but I'm going to ask to extend for 10 minutes, hoping that we can finish this. And we'll see where we go with it. But if we don't use the whole 10 minutes, we won't. So I've moved to extend for 10. Is there any discussion or any objection? I should just ask. Hearing none, we'll go ahead for 10. our poll, you want to go ahead with the number, November 14?
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the November 14th, 20.
Silence. Hello?
This is the chair.
James, Fred here.
So, I hope he notices.
Hello.
James?
James, there's been a dropout in the audio for the last 30 seconds or maybe a minute.
Yeah.
A minute.
Yeah. He's having a problem with.
Hello, this is the chair. I just got kicked off the call. Is there a technical problem or is it on my end?
I suspect it's not. I suspect it's on your end.
Okay.
Because everybody else here was asking, where are you?
Okay, so I disappeared. Okay,
you disappeared.
So, all right, I thought it was you.
I think you were saying some things that I couldn't hear, so, I mean, I just heard dead silence.
Yeah, I was holding off, and I was waiting for James, thought he'd come right back in off mute. So, yeah, there was a kind of a prolonged silence for a short bit there, although a short bit can seem long. Anyway,
yeah,
I think James is back.
I hung up and I called back in, so that apparently solved it.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so
this is Kim.
Can you just resume?
I also got bounced off.
Oh, you did too. Okay, well, there was a technical glitch. Oh. That's all right. We'll just move on. So, Paul, can you just begin again with November 14?
I move to approve the minutes of the November 14th, 2023 NFC meeting.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, this is Kim.
Okay, Kim, what do you got?
Well, I sent my corrections on page
Actually,
one in the approval. Pardon me?
Actually, what you sent, the file that I got from you was for the a January 2022 meeting minutes.
No.
I got.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I sent.
We've got two people who think otherwise, so why doesn't everybody just take a moment and check?
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to send it to you? I can send it again.
Well, look at what the file is. The file, the attachment.
Okay, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking at, you know, my document. So if you want me to send it to you all again, or I can just run down what they are.
Is it fast and easy?
I wish somebody had told me earlier that there was the wrong document, but here we are.
So, I'm not
I only have
clear.
A couple.
All right, let's try it. I'm not clear that we can agree since everybody hasn't had a chance to look at it. But go ahead, Kim. We'll see where we go.
Right. Okay. Under the committee, in the middle of page two, after our poll to approve the minutes of October 24th, committee discussed the motion, and then I added KPFK's treasurer had some corrections. And then the time for item was expired. And then it goes, the committee continued to discuss the main motion And I added and postponed approval until the next meeting. There's no approval on the minutes. So at the bottom of this page, the KPFK treasurer said that the, when we're going around talking about budgets, KPFK treasurer said that the NFC had considered the KPFK, and I'm changing draft FY23 to FY24 budget.
Okay, let me see if I can find
it. It's on the bottom of page two.
Bottom of page two. Okay.
Update from stations.
The WPFW treasurer, that paragraph?
No, KPFK treasurer. Update from stations, the KPFK treasurer, KPFK treasurer.
Yeah, we had considered the draft FY23 budget and passed it on. We approved it.
No, we considered the FY24 budget.
Oh, 24, okay. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Changing that.
And it
okay.
wasn't a draft.
Well, it was when you presented it. They're all drafts when we present them. When they go out of here.
No, they're not. A draft is up until it's approved by the Finance Committee and approved by the LSB.
No, that's still
time
a draft
it gets passed
after that.
Okay, not in my world. Anyways, it's the FY24 budget. There are a couple of typos. There are a couple of typos that I'll send to you that you can correct. I'm sure you won't object.
They're just typos,
Right. At the top of page four, on the second to bottom line, I guess we're in the ED thing. She said that there were gifts waiting to be given to PACS, P-A-C-S. I don't know what that is.
PACS. Let me look this up. Pacifica. Okay. That's an abbreviation that didn't work out, I guess.
Okay. Fine.
Well, hold up. PACS. That's a.
Okay. You can correct that. I'll
okay.
Send it
that
to
should
you. No
be
problem.
Pacifica. There's a shorthand I use so that I don't take forever typing these things. And instead of one letter, I put another. Okay. So it would be gifts waiting to be given to Pacifica.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, we all have our shortcuts when we have our own shortcuts when we do these things.
Right.
In the middle of page five, and this is the last one. It says motion from Kamau. The paragraph above that.
Yeah.
In the middle, she said that she wanted the information broken down more. I added, KPFK's treasurer noted that 2 years ago, Pacifica received $1.2 million from the PPP. Because it says, the next sentence is, there was a discussion of the Paycheck Protection Program revenue being misquoted. And it was not misquoted. The discussion, I mean, I just added that in the discrepancy of where $2 million loss went, I pointed out that $1.2 million was PPP 2 years ago.
We were discussing miscoding that.
No, we weren't.
Oh, God.
It's not miscoded.
Well,
all the
PPP
went in miscellaneous.
That's what
I can send this to you.
I don't know what to do with that now. I can't listen to it right now. And
okay,
are we going to have to postpone this again or what?
Okay, I don't care. I'm sorry.
I don't want to, but you know. I think I remember us and also had the notes and heard that we were talking about miscoding this stuff of the PPP money.
No. We were discussing the difference between $11 million and $9 million.
Yeah, that was up above that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I pointed out 1.2.
She said that a lot of that was, unfortunately, in listener support, and she wanted information broken down. And then there was a discussion of the PPP dough being miscoded, and that was a part of why the drop – part of why the drop of $2 million there was because it wasn't listener support, all of it, and some of it was we ain't getting the PPP money anymore. That's what that was about. So miscoding was definitely mentioned as an issue with the PPP money being looked at as listener support revenue or something like that. But there was a miscoding discussion.
May I suggest that I want to reiterate what our call said earlier. This is one of the problems you get when you start including discussion in the minutes.
Yeah.
People are going to disagree about what they said, and you know, maybe the recordings aren't always clear. There's typos, and we get bogged down in spending an inordinate amount of time talking about the discussion in a meeting when the discussion doesn't really need to be there. So not that we want to have wrong information in the minutes, but since we're getting extra information in our minutes because the secretary is willing to give us that, I hope maybe in the future we can spend less time making sure that everything is exactly right, you know, unless it really misrepresents what was happening. But when you say we had a discussion about this, we don't have to go into the details. That's just my comment. So, where are we with this, Paul? Are we, Kim, were you willing to let that one go?
Actually, I think that one we really did. I remember this isn't like one of my typos or something. This is what we talked about. We talked about the miscoding of the revenue there. Miscoded revenue was the issue. We talked about it. So if there's a motion to replace something with something, I'd want to hear it, and there's a good chance I would vote against that amendment. And, yeah, so.
Well, we already accepted the first few corrections without need of a motion, right?
Let's see. There was one thing in here. Oh, God. And let's see. I don't remember all of the stuff that's correct that was suggested for corrections. I'm hearing that there will be typos. We can fix that easily.
Back to the staff.
Yeah, let's have an amendment on this and do it up or down.
Okay, I just heard Beth requesting the staff. Go ahead, Beth.
I don't have any problem with. I trust our Paul to handle typos, so I'm not concerned about that. And honestly, I don't have any objection to passing adopting these minutes as they are. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, I haven't heard an amendment yet. Kim, are you planning to make an amendment?
Yeah, I want. Well, okay, here's my amendment. We postpone this and everybody looks at it before next week because, I apparently sent the wrong minute. So I want everybody to be cool with this and, you know, I want our Paul to see what I put in instead of spending this time on this. How's that? I move to postpone to next time.
That's the stack.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Minutes can be corrected or amended in the future. There's nothing to prevent us from doing that then. I think having spent time on this now twice, having the minutes in hand, hearing no objections other than from one member, I have no objection to adopting the minutes as they are, and I don't want to delay. I think we need to get, we shouldn't let these things back up and bog us down. We need to get our business done. If there are amendments in the future, we can deal with them then.
Thank you, Beth. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, let's go to a vote on the amendments. Paul, will you take the roll?
This is Kim. May I speak before the vote?
Sure, go ahead.
Since we can always make changes, if you vote to approve it, I'm going to bring this up next time. So you might as well postpone it, and I have to go through this twice. But let's take a vote. So the vote is to postpone to next time.
Changing something we've already adopted would require a 2/3, unless you give previous notice.
I just gave notice.
So you're giving previous notice right now. Okay.
If they get approved, yeah.
Okay. We're voting.
It could
on
take
this.
2 seconds. It could take 5 seconds next time if you just review it.
Send us the right thing and we'll look at it. And right now we're going to a vote, I think, on postponing. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa Allen.
Allen says yes.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, no. James McFadden. Sean Kelly McPherson. James Sagerton.
No.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
No.
Okay. I have a 3-3 tie here. I wonder if other people got kicked
Julie
off the
passed.
Call.
Julie passed.
Oh, Julie passed. Julie Hewitt. Julie Hewitt?
Why me? Yeah, why me? I'm abstaining.
Okay. I'm wondering if we did lose other people with the glitch before. Anyway, it's 3-4, 3 against, 1 abstention, so that would – the motion to postpone would fail in that case. Okay?
So
we'll do what next time?
Point of information.
All right, Teresa.
I wonder if it was even necessary to have a motion to postpone. Can't a member just say, I want something changed and I want to put it on the agenda for next week, and that's proper notice?
Well, previous notice got given.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
so we may go through this again at the next meeting, which is not 1 week from now.
Couldn't she just say... I want this on the agenda, so we take it up then.
I think at this point, this is dilatory. I think the next thing we do is we vote on the
Let's go to the vote. Kim, I'm just going to say I'm going to ask you to please send a written notice to the NFC list about your prior notice.
Sure.
Thank you. Go ahead, Paul. Let's take the vote.
There's going to be... Okay... One second.
Please point of information, but what's the vote
on? What's a yes and what's a no?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I have to handle the phone and the computer stuff and all of this, so it takes me a second or two to move back and forth, and I had to put the phone down. So the motion is to approve the November 14th, 2023 minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Teresa Allen.
I abstain.
Sharon Adams. Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Pass.
Hewitt. Pass, okay. Kim Kaufman.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. James McFadden. Sean Kelly McPherson. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
And going back, Julie Hewitt.
I do apologize. What are we voting on right now?
Approving the November 24th, 2023 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. And Sharon Adams, you're not here. McFadden and McPherson, not here. Okay. 5-4, one against, one abstention. Wait, who's here?
I'm sorry. This is Teresa. Would you change mine to a no?
Teresa Allen. Teresa Allen goes from abstain to a no. All right? Okay. And those other people aren't here. So it becomes 5-4, two against, zero abstentions.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. That concludes our business tonight. Well, I guess I should ask, did we get through all the minutes issues?
No. No.
Time's up.
Well, time is up. Okay, I'm going to declare we can hold it over to the next
October
meeting.
We have October 24th. Yeah.
Okay. We'll hold it over to the next meeting. I'm just going to say, I'm not going to be entertaining this kind of time taking on minutia in the minutes. So we might have to think of some other way to do this. So anyway, for now we are adjourned. Thank you all for coming. I don't know if Stephanie is still here, but if you are, thank you, Stephanie. I'm pretty sure.
Of course, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. I'm surprised. You got a lot of stamina. And I thank Sandy if he's still here. I'm pretty sure he's not here, but he's probably off talking to Sean. All right, so we're adjourned. Thank you all. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Good night, all.